listening to Fairly Rare, the radio show for all the emotional people out there, where we discuss your favorite indie and alternative tunes. My name is Alexandra, and thank you so much for being here today. Fairly Rare. So, hello to anyone who's listening. This is my very first radio show, and I'm so thrilled to be here. It's really exciting. I've wanted to do this for a very long time. Anyway, Fairly Rare is a three-part series, and today's episode is the very first one, which is dedicated to mental health and music, and hopefully it'll make you feel less alone and make you feel seen and comfortable. The first track of today is by one of my all-time favorite bands, Daughter. And I feel like there's nothing like leaving something behind that's been weighing you down for a super long time. Whether it's a mindset, a habit, or the wrong people, simply. I know it's much easier to say it out loud and a lot harder to do, but I believe that all of us have that inner strength to push through, even if a little help is needed. And this next song, or this very first song, is exactly about this. It's about manifesting a change, in a way. The lead singer of the band, Elena Tonra, said in an interview with Apple Music that the song, I quote, is reflecting on the moment I decided to stop drinking alcohol, written years after that decision and looking back at that time. It's celebrating moving forward from it. And so without further ado, this is Party by Daughter from their latest record, which I've been streaming everywhere, Stereo Mind Game, and the song's called Party. Enjoy.
I see.
That was Party by Daughter, one of my favorite songs of the album Stereo Mind Game. The next song is one that's kind of difficult to describe. I feel like a huge part of it is the dissolution of the ego, which can help us see the world in another way, kind of. And it's just that sometimes it can help to realize that you're just a small part of a big system, and like realizing that there's so much out there. And I know that this can be incredibly tough. And so the song is kind of ironically with today's topic about the beauty of life that we're often too blind to recognize. And this song to me demonstrates how, you know, even if everything is going downhill and everything seems black and white, you can still decide to paint it in all different kinds of colors. That was so cheesy, but this is At the Bottom of Everything by Bright Eyes.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Talking every telephone, get eaten off the web. Must rip out all the epilogues from the books that we have read. Into the face of every criminal, strapped firmly to a chair. We must stare, we must stare, we must stare. We must take all of the medicines, too expensive now to sell. Set fire to the preacher who is promising us hell. Into the ear of every anarchist that sleeps but doesn't dream. We must sing, we must sing, we must sing. It'll go like this, alright. While my mother waters plants, my father loads his gun. He says death will give us back to God, just like the setting sun is returned to the lonesome ocean. And then they splashed into the deep blue sea. Oh, it was a wonderful splash. Must blend into the choir, sing a static with the whole. Must memorize 9 numbers and deny we have a soul. Into this endless race for property and privilege to be won. We must run, we must run, we must run. We must hang up in the belfry where the bats and moonlight laugh. We must stare into a crystal ball and only see the past. Into the caverns of tomorrow with just our flashlights and our love. We must plunge, we must plunge, we must plunge. And then we'll get down there, way down to the very bottom of everything. And then we'll see it, oh we'll see it, we'll see it, we'll see it. Oh my, morning's coming back. The whole world's waking up. All the city buses swimming past. I'm happy just because I found out I am really no one.
Here's a little story of a boy whose thoughts were playing tricks on him. So he was going to college, right? And during this tough time, he had one friend that helped him to ground his thoughts. Music. But then one day, something odd happened. Somebody broke in and actually took his car radio, stole it, which left him in a void. This is what it feels like having to deal with your own thoughts when all your distractions are taken away. This is Car Radio by 21 Pilots.
reminder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence. Sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to hide it. My pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve, my skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving. There's no hiding for me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. I could pull the steering wheel. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence. Something terrifying, cause this time there's no sound to hide behind. To find over the course of a human existence, one thing consists of consistency, and it's that we're all battling fear. Oh dear, I don't know if we know why we're here. Oh my, too deep, please stop thinking. I liked it better when my car had sound. There are things we can do, but from the things that work, there are only two. And from the two that we choose to do, peace will win and fear will lose. It is faith and this sleep. We need to pick one, please, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive. And I will try with every rhyme to come across like I am dying to let you know you need to try to think. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence.
Try to up my head. I can't have that. No, I can't have that. Cause your issues are in mine to deal with. So let them just dissolve quickly and move on with my life. My life that you try to control got me trapped inside my walls of guilt and fear. Cause with you near, my brain just aches from the shit show you put on. Once I got tired of hiding in my shell, of beating myself up, killing every last brain cell.
Just listen to Porcelain by Alexandrae. This is the second song that I ever published because I felt like it was necessary for me to tell my story as well. We're all battling our insecurities daily, or worse, many of us suffer due to mental illness. And writing and sharing the song to me means the world because this is ultimately my determination to keep fighting my own insecurities. This next song never fails to make me smile. It has such a serene, calm vibe and lyrics, and just feels like a comforting hug, honestly. It also tackles the complexity of the human mind, but from a unique perspective. It's about self-discovery, finding purpose, and ultimately, it shows what it's like feeling lost and then being found. This is In My Mind by Amanda Palmer.
In my mind, in a future 5 years from now, I'm 120 pounds and I never get hungover because I will be the picture of discipline. Never minding what state I'm in, and I will be someone I admire. And it's funny how I imagined that I would be that person now, but it does not seem to have happened. Maybe I've just
just forgotten how to see that I'm not exactly the person that I thought I'd be. And in my mind, in the far away here and now, I've become in control somehow. And I never lose my wallet, because I will be the picture of discipline, never fucking up anything. And I'll be a good defensive driver. And it's funny how I imagined that I would be that person now, but it does not seem to have happened. Maybe I've just forgotten how to stay, that I'll never be the person that I thought I'd be. And in my mind, when I'm old, I am beautiful, planting tulips and vegetables, which I will mindfully watch over. Not like me now, I'm so busy with everything that I don't look at anything. But I'm sure I'll look when I'm older. And it's funny how I imagine that I could be that person now, but that's not what I want. If that's what I wanted, then I'd be giving up somehow. How strange to see that I don't want to be the person that I want to be. And in my mind, I imagine so many things, things that aren't really happening. Put me in the ground, I'll start pounding the lid, saying I haven't finished yet. I still have a tattoo to get that says I'm living in the moment. And it's funny how I imagine that I could win this fight. But maybe it isn't all that funny that I've been fighting all my life. But maybe I have to think it's funny if I want to live before I die. And maybe it's funniest of all to think I'll die before I actually see that I am exactly the person that I want.
Can I just say how happy this song makes me? I don't know, I find it so empowering. Anyway, I'll let you in on a little secret. It was so difficult to finalize the playlist for today because I feel like there are so many incredible alternative indie tunes out there that tackle the issue of mental health. But I'm so grateful that I'm able to share some gems that I've found over the years, and all these songs are truly so near and dear to my heart, you can't even imagine. This next song is called Guns for Hands. It's again by my beloved 21 Pilots from their album Vessel. Tyler Joseph, the singer of the band, was inspired to write a track, I quote, about taking that negative energy that we all have and aiming it at something else, not aiming it at yourself.
Oh, this a second at a time. Let's take this one song, this one rhyme. Together, let's breathe together to the beat. Mother's home.
Unfortunately, this is going to be the last song of today's episode. It's kind of like the previous one in the sense that you're trying to use that negative energy for something else and turning it into something positive, whatever that might be, whether it's creating something or sports or any hobby, really. So this last song for today is called Sometimes, and it's by the band Codaline. The lead singer of the band, Steve, explained in the info box, I think it's called. Is it called the info box? Like the box under YouTube videos? He explained that Sometimes is a song that he wrote while on tour in Asia, and it was during a time where he had a tough time dealing with his own anxiety issues, and he started writing this song in his hotel room in order to calm himself. And he also says that music has always helped him in that way, which I think a lot of us can relate to. And so he says that for him, it's a song about accepting the bad days and trying to stay positive. And I really wanted to end today on a positive note. And I feel like this is a perfect song for this. So thank you so, so much for listening. You listen to Fairly Rare. I'm Alexandra, and have a very nice day.
Looking for an answer, I just hope these words will help whoever's listening. If someone cares to listen in, I've been up and down in life, sure. Every day's a chance to fight, forever wrestling, trying to make amends again. But I break down and I lose control, and then don't care cause they had a good show. I won't cry cause I'm lucky, I know. Restless heart and a beautiful soul. It really doesn't matter if I stay or go.
the way. Keeps me learning every day. Reading books on meditation. Fights away the hesitations hanging over me. Easing the anxiety. Listening, if someone cares to listen in.